Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Ocho, seis, uno.
Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Tune in the Radio Art Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Teo Campo Real of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th Congressional District and has yet to be included in the 538 rankings. Ryan will represent the 18th Congressional District in January, when Republican Mark Molinaro takes over representing the 19th Congressional District.
Mark Weiner at Syracuse.com reports that Republican Brandon Williams will win the 22nd congressional district election in central New York over Democrat Francis Canole. This is the last congressional election to be called in New York, and it means it is very likely that Republicans will control the House of Representatives when all the national election results are final. New York voters can partially take credit for turning over power to the Republicans, with two Hudson Valley-based congressional seats flipping from Democrat to Republicans. Democrat Josh Riley lost to Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District, flipping a district previously represented by Democrat Antonio Delegato. And Son Maloney, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee Chair, lost to Republican Assemblyperson Mike Lawler in the 17th Congressional District. Republican Representative John Katko retired from his 22nd district seat after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump and having little chance to win a primary election. New York's congressional delegation will now be 15 Democrats and 11 Republicans, the most seats the Republicans have held since 2001-2003. Read more about this story at Syracuse.com. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Representative Elise Stefanik was reelected November 15th by her Republican peers to keep serving as the party's conference chair. Stefanik retained her position as the fourth-ranking House member in the party by a 144-74 vote over Representative Brian Donalds, a Florida Freedom Caucus member. Stefanik took over the position after many Republicans were angry at Liz Cheney for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. He announced on November 15th that he was running for president again, but Stefanik already endorsed him a week ago. Stefanik said she plans to, and I quote, keep our message disciplined, unified, and on offense every single day, end quote, as conference chair. Stefanik defeated moderate Democrat Matt Castelli by 18 points in this fall's election for her fifth term in New York's 21st congressional district, which now includes Rensselaer County with much of the North Country. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joseph Spector of Politico tries to figure out why New York Democrats running for Congress did so poorly in this fall's election. In the Hudson Valley alone, Democrats lost two elections, with Republican Mark Molinaro flipping Antonio Delgado's former seat by beating newcomer Josh Riley, and with Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, the head of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, also losing. The story does not say that Democrats in Congress were expected to do poorly, as the party controlling the White House usually suffers in non-presidential elections. But Democrats nationally did better than expected, largely because of Republican positions against abortion and democracy. So why did New York congressional Democrats do worse than other Democrats? Some blamed Governor Kathy Hochul's short coattails. State Senator Elijah Reichlin Melnick, a Rockland County Democrat who lost re-election after outperforming Hochul by 8 points in his district, said, and I quote, the governor's campaign, I think, was just abysmally run, end quote. Hochul disagreed. She told reporters November 16th in Yonkers, and I quote, everybody can assess their own races and what went wrong for them, but we showed up. I was everywhere, as was the state party, end quote. Many Democrats blamed Democratic Committee Chair Jay Jacobs for not organizing a better get-out-the-vote effort and have called on him to resign. Hundreds of prominent Democrats have signed a letter calling on Jacobs to quit. The letter read, and I quote, Jay Jacobs is not fit to serve as chair of the state Democratic Party, and it's time for Governor Hochul to work with the party to elect a focused, determined, unifying party leader, end quote. Hochul also disagrees with these officials. Hochul said, and I quote, I think he did a great job as chair, and he continues as chair. I am not changing anything, end quote. Redistricting is also being blamed for the defeats of New York's Democratic congressional candidates. First, the Independent Redistricting Commission failed to draw new lines, kicking the process to the Democratic legislature. Then the Democratic-appointed Court of Appeals tossed out the map Democrats in the legislature drew, leading to new lines being drawn by a Republican-friendly court in rural Steuben County. Former Republican Congressperson John Faso said, and I quote, the lines that were created by the courtmaster created the most competitive number of House districts in the country, end quote. That redistricting snafu also created a special election in August that may have confused voters. Read more about this story at Politico.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers. Otherwise, partly sunny with a temperature high near 34 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 20 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Judd Malton of Hillsdale, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I love you, Mary Jane. Yes, I love you, Mary Jane. Still I'm afraid that one day someone will take Mary Jane away. Still I'm afraid that one day someone will take Mary Jane away. I love you, Mary Jane. Yes, I love you, Mary Jane. Take my time to make up my mind, to make up my mind. It didn't take much time. I take my time to make up my mind, to make up my mind. It didn't take much time. I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9,
9, 9.
Thank you. Horse Lords there with Zero Degree Machine from their 2022 album Comradely Objects on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Creative Community Radio.
Everybody splits apart.
Weighs Blood there. From the 2022 album End in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow, it's not just me, it's everybody.
Number
Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this? This is the Eli Escobar remix of the Us Girls or US Girls, however you want to say it, recent pop smash So Typically Now.
Instead, and Kingston's booming. That's a real nice snake. Can I make a stop zooming? We moved upstate, so typically now. I'll send you an image if you would just calm down. So typically now, I sent you an image. You sent me a thumb down. Triggers with them, they run the show. So you sold off your condo. You're shutting it down, you're dropping it out. You always do what you want, though. You under duress, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm changing my passwords. Gotta sell my best to buy my place. See you someday in heaven. You need a time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out. It's all that you really need. always get what you want, though. You underdo it, some freaking out there. I'm changing my passwords. Gotta sell them my best of my monopoly. See you someday in heaven.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
2022 music there, brand new from Yola Tenga. The song is called Fallout on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. Here is from the album Fruition from 2022. The song 11 from Ivo Perlman and Matthew Shipp.
number
5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
That's 2022 new music from Aaron and Barkey. The album is called Shebang, and that's track number 3 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your home for all sorts of new music.
Number
4.
Next, we hear from Catskill's Amy Rigby. She has a 2022 Bandcamp collection out called Cut and Run, which she calls a ragtag collection of covers and songs that might not make the cut for the proper album she's working on. Here is Foot of Pride from Catskill's Amy Rigby from Cut and Run.
But I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral and the Lord's Prayer. The preacher talking about Christ's betrayal. Like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. They say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. When the foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. I had a brother named Paul. You can find him at the Cafe Royale. Where Miss Trixie plays and the reviews are mixed. On the borderline, says revenge is mine, but he drinks and drinks to be fixed. Sing me one more song about whiskey heaven and your old cold-blooded love affair with Errol Flynn. See signs of compassion where conformity's in fashion. Say one more stupid thing to me before the final name. Give money to the church, foundations for research, not somebody.